Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday. Hope you'll have a great weekend. Next week's a big week for us. Thursday is our 25th anniversary show. On the 16th, we have Katie Cruz and Mark Close and I think producer Tom all going to come back and just kind of a cavalcade of stars and friends coming in to wish us well on our anniversary. So looking forward to that. Alvin Reed is with us right now, speaking of friends. And for those of you who heard the Barry Mendelsohn interview from 3 to 3:30, and you heard about his long and storied sports career and his connection to KMOX and used to listen under his covers in Rochester, New York in 1955. And I didn't know this until a couple minutes ago, but Wheels took him into the sports office.
Yeah.
That must have been
fun. As we were walking out, I was like, do you want to see the sports office? Because we got some good memorabilia in there. And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. So we walked in there, and it was like a little mini museum tour.
That's cool.
Went all the way around the room. We have pictures and, jerseys and things hanging there.
Yeah.
The first thing was, like, is there a picture of Bob Gibson is what he asked. I'm like, well, there has to be. And we looked around. We found, the one that had it. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy was one of the first play-by-play guys. Was a GM in the NBA, played basketball against Mick Jagger. I mean, like...
the crazy thing is, of all the stories, that's kind of the fun one.
Yeah. Yeah, just
like,
nuts.
How cool is that?
Really cool.
Well, he's got quite a story.
Yeah.
And just from... Did all that, and then I said, I'm going to go into TV.
Yeah.
And I'm going to produce, award-winning productions. Because I can.
Yeah.
Who's gonna stop me? There's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, there probably was at least some sacrifice on his part in that even with those positions he was holding, they didn't pay as much as they do now. But they were well paid. Like, dude, you're going to leave that $100,000 a year job?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. Right. And, people probably looked at him like, you're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, really fun meeting him. Really cool. Go back and listen to that on the podcast if you get a chance. What's new with you, man?
Not much. I made a quick run over to Lawrence midweek.
Yeah.
Dedication of the new equipment room. Long time.
How is it?
Great.
Crazy.
I saw it earlier this summer. But then the dedication was for a long time. Guy who was a football manager since he was like 16. Wow. Todd the Leaper Williams. He's still there to this day.
Wow.
And just so... Many of us, I was still involved, but there were just people from that era.
Yeah.
It's really nice, very fancy deal in the atrium of the new athletic complex, not back there where all the equipment is and everything. But no, so anyway, that spirited week. Question for you, what's up with the blow dart guy, man? This guy.
Did you see this story?
No. See this story?
I don't know
about
it.
They just arrested a 22-year-old guy in St. Louis. Who was just shooting blow darts at people. Where was it again?
On South St. Louis?
Yeah.
Chippewa and Hampton?
Yeah. 22-year-old dude.
There's a thought I never had in my mind.
You see the picture, you're like, that looks like a guy that would shoot blow darts at people.
I guess he was a disgruntled delivery driver, I think.
Is there any other kind of delivery driver?
And I don't mean to be laughing at this because this is terrible, but same time,
hit anybody?
I heard this like about 3 hours ago or whatever. Yeah.
The Channel 5 headline was serial blow darter arrested.
Yeah, so originally he had you know, blown one of these the way of a woman leaving a restaurant, and he hit her in a box of leftovers she was carrying. But then yesterday, he actually hit a man in the leg with the blow dart. So from what I've seen, they're doing tests on the dart itself to make sure, you know, there was nothing bad going on with that. But yeah, it's certainly weird. Weird situation. I mean, I'm glad they caught this guy.
Yeah, that's a blow dart throw. Yeah.
I mean, what level of insanity is that? If not just antisocial behavior, but okay, not only did I obtain a blowgun and some blow darts, I'm going to shoot. I'm going to use it.
Yeah. There were.
This will be international news, you know.
Several,
this is St. Louis at the cusp of blow dart.
Moments from my youth that you wouldn't watch and go, that guy's going to be successful.
No, but all of us,
but you can't look at a 22-year-old guy shooting blow darts and think he's ever going to do anything but.
And we, you know, we all these the campy movies we watched and all that, you know, they had blow darts in them and somebody was killed with a blow dart.
Johnny Quest.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what does dude know about some blow darts?
That's like such a 60s and 70s thing, right?
Yeah.
Like Gilligan's Island.
I was literally Gilligan's Island, Johnny Quest. Just, you know, just exactly.
Yeah.
Let's so today it's St. Louis,
man. You know, is it Austin is supposed to be like be weird, like keep Austin weird. Maybe we should just lean into this reputation. Like we dare you to come to St. Louis.
I said this on the show and it humorous, but I said I'm going to make T-shirts that said like St. Louis. Nothing happened to me. just roll with it.
Yeah. I remember it was not too long after the Michael Brown riots and I was flying and we're just taking off and the guy next to me getting to know me and he's like, are you from here? And I said, yeah, I'm from St. Louis. And he looked out the window as if he was going to see riots. And he goes, oh, man, are those riots still going on? I'm like, well, you can't see them from the air. I mean, like, you know, but just that was his thing.
His thing?
Yeah.
I lived on the East Coast when we had the floods in 1993. And people at USA Today said, is your mom still lives there? Is she all right? And I was like, said, like, well, my mom's underwater. it's the country is probably, you know, experiencing the same thing. So you know how it is. From afar, you look and the whole place is in flames or the whole place is underwater or the whole place is Murder Incorporated. And, you know, I think mid-sized cities get that more than.
True.
Right.
True.
They don't realize we have neighborhoods and suburbs and all that. And the one place that really loves their suburbs, municipalities, and gives them names and separate names, and we cling to them so tightly. Most of the world does look at us as St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're from St. Louis. Well, I actually am from 12 miles. You know, no, you're from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Do you lock your doors every night? Yeah, I do, but it's not.
I would if I lived in the middle of nowhere.
Well, that's what I mean. It isn't because I think, you know, there'll be a rolling gun battle on my block.
It's just like, why would you not? What's the argument against locking your doors, even if you lived in the middle of nowhere, Montana?
If you woke up...
What's the argument against it?
If you woke up and you realized that you had not locked your door, would you get up out of bed and go lock it?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say that I would, you know, chisel that on my stone, but... No, I could say like, oh, you know what? I don't think I locked the door. Right.
I don't. I'm talking out of relative ignorance.
We got a dog too. Not to interrupt you, so there may be some barking going on.
I don't know other similar cities that have the reputation that we do, like Detroit.
Yeah,
I'm sure that when Detroit was at its worst, Detroiters could say, "Yeah, but." That's this part of town. Most of the of Detroit's great.
Where I lived, it was no different than living in Chesterfield or living in Wentzville or whatever. Yeah. Like, no, literally no difference.
And when you, like I said, didn't live in Detroit, but lived in Lansing and was down there all the time. And like, because being from a St. Louis, so like, you know, it. This bad rap you get is not for an entire region, and in fact, it's not for an entire city. It's parts of cities. Memphis, you know, let's go back 20 years, and Memphis was like number one in per capita and this and that, and I think Memphis lost enough population that the murder rate actually fell because there aren't as many people.
Not as many people.
Now, I don't necessarily, you know, want to follow that pattern, but at the same time, I think, you know, Memphis still is considered to be a hazardous city, but it doesn't get that national play that it used to, and I think that part of that is just loss of population.
But even there, like every place I've lived in Detroit, Miami, Chicago, St. Louis, everywhere is the same in that all of the worst stuff is kind of isolated in certain areas. It's not regional.
True.
Like when you're in Miami, and there are definitely areas of Miami you don't want to be around. Overtown, mm-hmm. There are bad neighborhoods. In fact, where our campus was, Coral Gables is like Beverly yes. Hills, right? But if you cross the highway and you walk 2 miles, you're now in a bad place. But we knew not. I mean, like, but there's the bad place, and it didn't carry over. And when I lived in Chicago, it was the same thing. Like, there are the neighborhoods where you're like, okay, be careful, or not just neighborhoods, but areas. But the 95% of all of these places is just normal, safe, normal people living there, not criminals, not all that stuff. And it's the same here. It's just bad where we work. You know, it's bad downtown.
Well, that's what's so bad about St. Louis is it's a cliche. We all know that Chesterfield, St. Louis, Wentzville, St. Louis.
Right, right.
Waterloo, Illinois, St. Louis, right. Like, right?
That's, but when you're in from out of town, where do you stay typically?
Yeah.
In the city.
But downtown. The city itself is shrinking.
Yeah.
True.
I don't see that turning around anytime soon. We're at like less than 300,000 now, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make a play for Better Together. I don't even remember which side of that I was on back when that was happening. But I do know that all things being equal, and I know they're not equal, but all things being equal, I would rather have our whole 2.5 million metro as St. Louis.
True. I think that the municipality thing kind of gets in the way,
yeah.
And I don't know how you rein all that in. I stand against it. I still do, only because I think that's not like something you said, like, okay, we're going to piecemeal this together. Somebody's got to have some, this is exactly how it's going to work. And this is how, like, everything is going to work. I mean, there's a 30-member committee working on tornado stuff for the mayor's office right now that we have. They could be meeting. They may not be meeting. What's going on? You can't do bringing the city and the county together. And I do favor bringing the city into the county, and just you're a municipality now, but it's one St. Louis County police department and, you know, judicial and all that kind of stuff. Right.
We're kind of unique, aren't we? With all these like 99 municipalities, 99
now,
mayors.
Now, Indianapolis has got a few, but I think whatever Meridian County, there's a difference, but they have them. Okay. I'm trying to think where else. Now, Louisville conglomerated theirs, or they did something kind of what people want St. Louis to do. It's been a while since I thought
for
about
them.
Those. Yeah, it seems to have. I think whatever you do, if you concentrated on getting downtown together, if the region just decided, okay, downtown, we're going to help fix you. We're going to put all our prejudice aside. And I don't mean that racial. I mean, in whatever your issue is, be it taxes, be it schools, be it whatever. And say, like, we're going to do downtown because we as a region got to get downtown together. And as soon as downtown is really together and is really booming again, that will help all of us.
Way too big of a question to ask when we're almost out of time, but I'll ask you anyway. Mm-hmm. What do you think can be done for the high crime areas, the north cities and north counties?
I could say I think that a concentration of police officers does work. I think if you have the more than the substation, but like, more police stations there. I think that does work. I really do. I just think presence is there.
Are you a big believer in social programs, getting a hold of the kids before they are drawn to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But if you're going to, it's like this. Okay, let's say I have some wound or something, okay, I have to fix that. Okay, I have to stop the bleeding, set the bone. All right. Now, dude, what happened to you? Okay, well, there was a lot of things that went into whatever, you know, happened here. All right, let's fix that. Okay, but first you have to address the problem. Oh, and by the way, and I'd like to say, now this work, I love whenever I sound very conservative, but you know, there are plenty of programs out there, and there are plenty of help wanted signs out there, and there's plenty of opportunity for any kid. Every elementary school in the city of St. Louis has someone who went through that school, graduated from high school, is doing something positive, if not St. Louis, America, or the world, every year. Every year, at least one kid comes out of every school, and you check on them 8 years later, and they're doing great. They're doing fine. If one kid can do it, then there is some impetus to be that kid instead of being the, you know, polar opposite of that kid. Now, that's up to parents and individuals and all that. But, hey, there's a missing aspect of I'm going to make it as opposed to I'm going to fail. And that comes down to each individual.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it would have been, could have been worse than you would ever know.
Welcome back, guys. DJ S on KMOX. We are going to do a preview of the Rachel Zimmerman Show, and you interview the mayor, right?
I do. So the reason I reached out to Mayor Kara Spencer for this week's episode is because we are celebrating 2 years of the show. I did my clip show last week, and I wanted to try to get the mayor on because she was actually my first ever guest in October of 2023.
I forgot that, right, when she was knocking on your door.
Uh-huh. She was my older person. She knocked on my door, made a huge impression of just like, this is someone with a very high profile in St. Louis, and yet she's knocking on her constituents' doors and trying to meet folks after getting elected to the 8th Ward, and that really impressed me. Asked her on my show, and she was kind enough to come back 2 years later. So had a great conversation with the mayor. Very grateful I got to do that.
Good. Good, good, good. Next Thursday is our anniversary show. Halloween will be our Halloween show. We're probably going to go 3:30 to 5, something like that. I know a lot of people out there have a tradition that they listen to the DGS Halloween shows to get their kids ready for trick-or-treat. And then I'm sure we'll probably replay it, you know, maybe later that night or over the weekend.
Yeah.
And
you course can hear that. We got some good stuff, man.
It's going to be good.
I think we caught a lot of good stuff.
I'm excited.
It's going to be loaded.
I mean, I heard everything that we recorded with my ears.
Right.
But I haven't heard a minute of the tapes.
Right.
So I'm really excited to hear. I think they're going to be super spooky. I mean, just that machine that was talking to us. Just, I could be sitting in the middle of a park at 2 p.m. it's listening to that thing and be freaking me out.
Scary machine for sure.
And wait till you hear about the thing with Rachel.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty great.
That
caught
was pretty
on camera.
Great.
Okay, I got possessed briefly, but it's okay now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.